Hey guys, how's it going? David T here with another Men Who Attract podcast. The first in months, in fact. I've recorded quite a few on my phone, but I never uploaded them because I wasn't happy with the sound quality. Also, I don't know how to fade music out, so this music's going to stop there. Perfect timing. So let's begin with the first topic of this podcast, which is fakes and bullshitters. And there's one particular guy claiming to be a coach who's recently been brought to my attention, and we're going to pick on him. So let's listen to one of his testimonials that's on his YouTube channel. Let's cut straight to that.
Hello there, my name is Rob, and I took a boot camp in London with Mike from Amnesty. So I had many troubles of getting in contact with girls in my age group. So therefore I took the boot camp, and even Mike had respect for me, and he took me in the field to meet other guys in a similar situation. He taught me some cool tricks and ways to improve my confidence in front of girls. He taught me all the skills in just one weekend as well. And it's also so simple to have contact with other girls and get laid super easily. So thank you to Amnesty and Mike.
Okay, so obviously that's bullshit. That's a voice actor. On the video, the guy looks about 16 years old. Braces, glasses, fun kid with a great voice. And I doubt he has any trouble with the ladies at that age, or maybe even the finances to afford an actual real pickup boot camp. But what's really obvious is the fact that he's reading off a script. And when you look at the rest of this guy, by the way, the coach is named Mike Gearing, spelled G-E-E-R-I-N-C-K. His company is, I don't even know if it's a real company, but he's saying that his company is called Amnesty something. Let me just check it. Amnesty Official. Okay, so an Amnesty is spelled A-M-N-E-S-T-I. This guy also has a video explaining why he's banned from his own country of Belgium. And he's doing this as kind of a brag. He wants that to be a selling point. He explains in this video that he approached everybody, and because of that, he is no longer acceptable in Belgium. He can't go there anymore. He didn't actually say that he was actually banned, apart from in the title and the intro, but he didn't tell the story of how he's officially being banned by the police or something like that. I don't think it's possible to get banned from a country just for being fucking annoying, but that's clearly what he'd been doing. The fact is that if you're approaching people and you're trying to pick them up and you don't know what you're doing, no one's going to accept you. Everyone's going to think you're a weirdo. No one's going to be pleased to see you again, especially when the whole point of approaching is to try to close them, is to try to get something from them. This is why I advocate investing in your social life, investing time and energy in people, taking a genuine interest in people so that they get a good feeling about you and they're pleased to see you next time, rather than trying to close every single person you encounter, which is a little bit of a retarded, unintelligent, let's say, way of doing things, especially when we compare it to the fact that in business, people don't generally choose to do business with a business on first encounter. We like to know that we can rely on that person or the business. We want to trust them. We like to do business with companies and individuals who we believe in, who aren't going to take more than their share of the bargain and all of this. And this can take time. We need to build trust, or rather they need to build trust in us. And it's the same in dating and in sex, of course. I mean, lots of people do have sex for the first time they meet, and that's great. That happens with me a lot. It happens in life a lot, but it's not an area to really focus all of your energy. It's not a thing to really practice too much. There's a lot better return on investment when you get the rest of it right, which is establishing yourself as a real, believable, respectable, valuable man in the realities of the people you encounter. That's going to get you a lot more in return. And not only sex, you're going to be just a generally more accepted man, a more valued man who people, well, as I said, are pleased to see. So this guy, our victim, I guess we can call him Dear Mike, has tried to brag that he's banned from his own his own country because of the method that he uses to socialize. is so terrible, and yet he wants you to sign up to learn how to get banned from your own country, I guess. And he blames the ban on the fact that the Belgians aren't open and friendly. So everyone in Belgium is wrong, and he's right. They're all doing it wrong, and he's doing it right, apparently. Bless this guy. I don't like to pick on people who aren't very intelligent, but because this guy's done it in such a ridiculously obvious and insulting way to the men out there who are genuinely searching for advice and help and assistance in their dating life, he deserves it because he's taken that one very naughty step of paying people to fake testimonials. And that's it, really. Like, if you're going to do that, you're a fraudster and you deserve to be called out. I don't mind so much the fact that he's a numpty, he's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking about. All the articles on his website are the most generic and obvious crap, and the content in his talking head videos offers no actual real insight or value and shows a very rude, very rudimentary understanding of what attraction and socializing is all about. So it's easy for me to ridicule and call him out on that. But yeah, fake testimonials. Fuck off, dude. You have no place in this business whatsoever. How dare you try to make yourself appear as some kind of authority or somebody worth listening to. The other problem I have with all of this is that, of course, when people come into this business doing this kind of fraud, doing this kind of trickery, it just lowers the reputation of the business even more, of the business of helping men. The vast majority of characters I've encountered in my journey since discovering that this is a thing, this whole pickup thing is a thing, have turned out to be tricksters or people who lie. And I've met some real big names in this business, and also guys who I've observed paying actresses or rather working with actresses to pretend that they're being picked up on these supposedly hidden camera infield clips that they shoot. There was a lot of that happening in Krakow. I think it was about 5 years ago now, back when I lived there. I bumped into two guys from England who were just doing it. I watched them do it. And then, of course, it all came out in the press, and they no longer have a career in the business. Because it's easy. It's easy to approach lots and lots of girls, film it, and only show the approaches that were successful. However, these guys were doing it one step further, which is I'm eliminated all the time and energy it takes us to approach loads and loads of girls, and they just pay girls to just pretend that their tricks are working. The fact that it's easy to just keep on filming approach after approach after approach and then only show the highlights to you guys means that we need to be careful about who we trust. Personally, one of the main indicators of somebody being a dating coach who I don't trust is the fact that they are shooting hidden camera stuff, really. Although I'm aware of a few guys who are cool, but they still have this kind of trickster mindset and approach to life in general, especially when you look at the things that they say to the girls that they meet. There is a lot of not 100% truth happening in their words. So if they're willing to lie and manipulate and deceive the girls that they meet, do you believe that they're not also willing to do that with you, dear person who's trying to choose which coach to work with or whose products, whose training to buy or believe in? Yeah. So keep that in mind. I was into the pickup world for only a couple of months, really. I found it very childish and didn't really have much to do with the reality of attraction. Really, I learned from that very tiny number of men that I've met, because there is only a small number of men that exist like this who actually get along with girls beautifully without doing lots of approaches. They're like the calmest man in the room. I remember the first one I met, really, his name was Adam. He was an Australian dude. And I was chatting with him, and he seemed like a really easy guy to get along with. He was very, very calm. He wasn't like a typical dude of his age who was trying to be the center of attention, perhaps, or trying to brag, or lots and lots of... No, I mean, he wasn't like doing lots and lots of joking around and all that. He was capable of a calm and intelligent conversation, but he still had that presence. He still made you feel like you were the only person in the room. So I spent a bit of time chatting with him in this very crowded bar, and then he announced that it was time for him to head home. And then throughout the conversation, there was this really beautiful girl stood quite close by. Turned out that she was actually waiting for him. So when he told me that it was time for him to head home, he turned to her and said, "Are you coming?" And she said, "Yes." And I was like, "What?" He didn't even chat her off. She was just waiting for... She'd already chosen him. And I met up with him after that, like the following week. I said, "Dude, what? Who was that girl?" And she went, "Oh, it was just a girl that I'd met that wanted to come home with me." And I was like, "You didn't do anything?" He was like, "No, not really." So I really started to observe guys like him, or him and the... I think I've only met probably 3 or 4 of these dudes who are like really good with girls who don't even try. And that's me these days, because of realizing that the calmest man in the room is the most attractive man in the room, because he's the one who's signaling the most happiness with his own life without being over excited about it. Because obviously when we're... get really excited about things, it's because we can't quite accept them. We don't believe that we really deserve them. So it's time to go crazy. Oh my God, I can't believe I won this money, or I got this job, or I got this girl. Wow, I'm so awesome. None of that. It's just calm acceptance of that which we desire. Because I'm like that now, girls see it. And also because I treat everyone I meet in the same way, like in a really warm kind of way. The girls in the room will observe that and go, "Who the fuck is that guy? Is he famous? Because everyone is receiving him so well." As opposed to being the cold approacher who's trying to close every single person he encounters. Like our man Mike, the fraudster. But yeah, like anyone can pretend that they're good with girls or that they're an expert. And they're just approaching thousands of them. I don't believe that a claim a man makes that he's approached thousands of girls makes him an expert or good. In fact, I think it indicates that he probably doesn't know what he's doing, because it doesn't take thousands of approaches to get good with girls. I can make you good with girls in like one approach, and I've done it so many times now with so many different dudes that it's just proven beyond any doubt at all. All you do is tell the truth. If you have to lie to a girl when you meet her, you're fucked. If you're ashamed of your truth when you meet her, you're fucked most of the time. If you're willing to own up to exactly what you're doing, she's going to do something that's essential for a connection to be made, and that is she's going to believe in you. If you're able to tell the exact truth to a girl when you first meet her, she's going to be able to believe in you, because the truth feels a certain way, whereas lies feel a certain way to you when you tell them, and to her when she hears them. A certain way that doesn't quite sit right. We might not realize that it's a lie, but the feeling you get from the lie, the feeling it gives you and her, it's not going to feel as good as the truth. And I've met girls even outside my house when I've just nipped out to the shop, and I've told the girl, "I forgot that I needed onions and I'm in the middle of cooking a stew. So I've got to go to the shop and get an onion." That doesn't sound very sexy, right? But it's the truth about what I'm doing in that moment. You wouldn't lie about that. You know, it's not an impressive story. Like, "Ah, I've got a Ferrari, come and be my girlfriend." You know, it's more like, "Yeah, this is my real life. And I'm just interrupting my real life because you, dear girl, look fucking amazing. You look really fucking sexy. You're cute. And I had to come and meet you because of that. Do you like stew? It'll be ready in 2 hours. Come over." That kind of thing. It's real. It's real. It's real. And also, it's unapologetic. One topic that I want to get into while I'm on this topic of like chatting up girls is I observe men treat females like aliens a lot of the time, particularly when there's something particularly interesting about the girl, like she's particularly beautiful or particularly cool or rich or successful, or she's got lots of tattoos or something. That's one. Let's choose that one. A girl who's got a very alternative kind of look. She's got crazy ear stretches and hairs all different colors, or she's got very visible ink on her skin. What I see a lot of guys doing is talking about that, like, I like your tattoos, or asking them what each one means and all of that. And if a girl's got an extreme hairstyle and you're like, oh, I like your hair, or that hair looks cool, think about it. You're treating her like an alien. You're treating her as something other than normal. And that might be okay, but if you want her to take you seriously, she needs to know that you are just normal to her. You're not unfazed by the reason that she's different. In fact, you're accepting her for who she is rather than because of the way she looks. And this has worked for me very well over the years. I'm very much loved and adored by girls with these extreme or alternative looks because I never mention it. I just talk to them as a normal person in a very calm way, in a loving and warm way. And like, I'm one of a tiny number of guys, or sometimes the only guy, who speaks to her in that way, who she can really be herself with too. You know, I'm not overwhelmed by her shock factor appearance. I'm just like, nah, you're a girl with a pink hair and like I have a tattoo on your neck. It's just normal. I'm not going to even mention it. And I remember the first time I realized how well that way of dealing with such people works was about 6 years ago or more, when I was in bed with a girl who had loads of tattoos. And she said to me, Dave, I want to tell you the reason why I decided to sleep with you. And I was like, oh, okay, fair enough, go on. And she said, you're the only guy who didn't mention the tattoos. the only guy. And I was like, yeah, because I'm interested in you. Like, who are you? Like, yes, there are those beautiful images on your skin, but yeah, it's you know, I'm not going to treat you like an alien for that. I'm going to accept you as the whole of you. So yeah, I think, like, I'm actually cringe a lot every time I see a guy trying to chat up a girl and he's pointing out things that are very kind of out of the ordinary for him, which just then sets a frame of, you're not one of my people. You're from a different tribe. You're from a different universe. You're from a different world. Whereas I'm treating like these people like they're already part of my world, which gets me lots of acceptance and lots of love. That's why I have a much better sex life than anyone I know who's obsessed with cold approaching. So there you go. So guys, that's the that's me talking about that. What do you think? And what would you like me to talk about in future podcasts? I can just go on and on and on, speaking calmly into the microphone about whatever. I've got lots of insights to share. What I'd really love you to do, if you'd like to, is just hit subscribe if that's an option on the platform that you're hearing this on. I guess the more of these I do, I don't know what. The more of these I do, the more people I reach, the more I build an audience, the more you'll get that I'm a legit person who practices what he preaches. So yeah, encourage me to do more podcasts. I don't usually do a podcast. I prefer to do videos and I prefer to do writing. But now I've got a new little setup here with a microphone plugged directly into the computer. Yeah, it's quite enjoyable to just sit at home and do this. So yeah, there's an introduction to me and my thoughts on fraud in the industry, tricksters, and what else did I talk about? Oh yeah, girls with tattoos. Thanks for watching, guys. Listening, I should say. This is not a video. And I'll see you on the next podcast.